Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Very excited to get on the Rude Guest Hotline. Welcome in our friend and Washington legend, Ring of Fame man, Mr. Santana Moss. Santana man, what's up, dude? How are you?
What it do, fella?
Oh, sadly.
I just saw Santana, man.
Sadly, not much, man. Tana, what do you make of the quarterback situation? Josh Johnson, Jeff Driskel, you fired up for Christmas Day against the Cowboys with one of those guys slinging the rock?
I wonder what we did to anybody for us to be through what we're going through this. Lord have mercy. I mean, you had to say, man, hey, this is sometimes the way the cookie crumble and go. But I'm just hoping whoever it is, man, I'll be ready to give us a competitive game. That's all I can ask for.
Totally, man. When you look at this season, I was joking around with one of the guys. If we had talked back in August about Jeff Driskel or Josh Johnson for the Christmas Day game against the Cowboys, like, B said he stopped being frustrated by this year around Halloween because he realized it was just a broken season.
That's because I hang around this dude right here.
When did you realize this thing just wasn't going to work?
You got to take the emotions out of it, man. You got to understand, me and B played the game, and we also played for the team. So we care, and those games matter a little more to the average, analyst that's covering the team or local fan. And so I'm watching the game one time, and we was in a booth. We was in the press box, and I had to just lean back and say, you know what? I got to take my heart out of it. I can't look at it no more. And I just started watching something else, But it's one of those things when you see it as a player that regardless of what we do, no matter how hard those guys out there fighting and clawing and trying to win, it's just kind of you're outmatched because of the cards you dealt or whatever. So that's how I look at it, man. I feel like those injuries early out the gate hurt us so hard that we didn't know that we was going to, have to continue to go down this path, and that's what it's been, man. Every other week is someone new, and I'm kind of glad I did take my heart out of it, but like I said before, I'm still rooting for them to win, but it's not, I don't feel the effects, because I used to go home feeling like I played, honestly. Like, I won't have nothing to say to people. I just be in the dumps, and I had to stop doing that to myself.
And I think the thing, when people hear something like that, they think that you don't care, but you care. I care, but, bro, when you are totally in it, the frustration and like you said, you feel like you played the game. I have left games walking, and I'm like, why the hell am I so tired? All I did was sit in the press box because you get emotionally drained, and I think that's what you got to do, step back sometimes. And I did it, and it has helped me out tremendously.
Tana, I mean – we got these two games left. We all got jobs to do. We'll all be there watching them and reporting and offering analysis. But obviously, you know, the focus is on how do you fix this thing in 2026. And I'm curious for you, what do you see as kind of the biggest needs for this team?
I mean, we can sit out here and point fingers at areas and say, you know, we need this, we need that. I think the one luxury that we have going for ourselves, we don't have to make those decisions. But two, when you look at it, man, I think, you know, the glaring spot is just a pass rusher. You know, I say depth, period. And I mean, it's one thing of saying depth, but I mean guys that you know that if the first guy go down, we can count on the second guy to go out there and not miss the beat. You know, I'm watching teams like San Fran have so many key guys down, and they're still, 10-4 right now this year. You know what I mean? So you have to look at it like that, man. You know, it's one thing of having players, but you got to have the players that you know you can depend and count on to go out there and win you a game. And not to say we don't have that in our room already. I don't want to go on record saying that we don't have that here. I think going forward, this offseason has to be addressed differently by both parties, by our staff and the players. Whatever you did last year, don't do it this year. You know what I mean? The offseason has to be something that you say, because I was just sharing a story with London. You know, my first year in the league, you know, I get drafted to the Jets. I'm first-round pick. And you can see the city was behind. Oh, man, they love me. They wanted to see me be out there, you know, running punts back and being that receiver I was in college. When I wasn't able to play because I tore my knee before I even played in the preseason game, they pretty much, like, hated me. Like, people wouldn't speak to me. They wouldn't look at me. And I took that to heart because I knew that, hey, at the end of the day, it's not right for them to do that to me. But at the same time, you know, who am I to say that it's not? So I took my behind back home, and I didn't have an off season. I went straight to the weight room. I went straight to training. And that next year, I led the league in punt returns. I was the first team All-Pro at the punt returner. So that's what you have to do, man. That's what you have to do going forward. We go – these seasons come and go. You know, you have these ups and downs sometimes in seasons. We didn't expect this team and this regime to have this particular, you know, outcome to the season. But when you do go through it, you have to scratch everything you did before and make sure you do it differently. And I just hope that they address it that way, man, to say, hey – we're going to use this as fuel, and we got to go forward and make sure that, you know, even if it's causing us practicing harder, we got to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we
have
to do whatever it takes for us to go out there with the best product on the field.
Yeah, but I totally agree with that, man. It's like we saw things like the injuries, they piled up. And I know when we mentioned injuries, people think it's an excuse. But they had a lot of them. But I think when you look at San Francisco and you look at Detroit from last year, they had 30-something people hurt. They were in the divisional round. But they had a base already. Our thing started last year. We're in the second year. They're in there, fourth, fifth. San Francisco was sixth, seventh year. So they got more of a base to be able to fall back on. And I think, like I was telling JP earlier, from front office to coaching staff to players, everybody got to be better next year.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they have to feel that pressure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We are talking with our friend Santana Moss here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. You can follow Mr. Moss on Instagram at 8229. Let's try something. Hell, between the three of us, we've been in all these games. What's the highlight this year? Chargers game?
Chargers game was great individually. Yeah. That catch by Treylon Burks.
Yeah, that was a hell of a catch.
Watching Bill do some things in and out, which gives you some hope.
Your boy Lane, man, those punt returns been highlights, you know.
Yeah.
I think you know, C-Rod. Bobby Wagner, man. Bobby Wagner just going out there doing what he's doing, man, being a consistent pro, just showing up and showing out each and every week, man. You know, I remember hearing so much about him during the season where, you know, guys basically, you know, oh, he shouldn't be on the field. I don't see a defense without him on the field. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see us not having that leadership, you know, that presence on the field this year and being successful. So, you know, things of that nature, man. You know, it's been some highlights. It's been some moments. Even just seeing your guy, Mariota, go out there and perform the way he's been performing at a high level, man, just kind of turning back the hands of time and showing that he still got some tread on those tires, man. So we have had some flashes here and there, man. But like you say, man, you know, we can't use it as an excuse, but we have to mention it. Like, when we lost Wise early in the season, and then you come around and you lose what was the DN name who was on the
Armstrong.
We lost him. It was just like, Lord have mercy, please. And then, you know, the up and down with Jaden. I think, you know, if you really want to look at it, critique Jaden, the games he played in, he didn't look nowhere near like a guy who was going to have a second year, you know, bust or anything like that of that nature. He played well. So, to me, you know, I hear so many fans asking me when I'm out and stuff, what do you think about Jaden? I think if he wasn't going through some of the little injury woes, man, he's going to have a great season because he shows you, you know. He shows you in some of those games, man, especially that Chargers game, that he looked like himself. And that's what you can take into the offseason, just still having high hopes and knowing that he's going to attack the offseason and come back a better guy, you know, as well.
I think, like, looking at Bill and also Rodriguez, looking at both of those guys, how they ran the ball, you got to find a way to really ride that and you know, push it a little bit. Because Rodriguez, what I liked about him, JP was the first person to tell me when he said, man, I talked to Rodriguez, he said he lost a lot of weight, he feel a lot better. When you watch him, he changed his whole mindset up. He changed his body up. When you see that, you know a guy now is taking ownership in his own career. I think other guys need to look at him and follow suit.
Yep. Well, and Tanner, you said something that I really agreed with, and I got people yelling at me on the internet about this. I posted Jaden's stats from the four games he completed. I mean, it's a sad state of affairs that he only completed four games. He had seven starts, but he only finished four of them. And I think if you just look at the complete games, he looked pretty damn good. He wasn't last year, he was incredible. Yeah. This year, he never touched that level. But in the four complete games, the level was pretty significant. We could talk about this year and how sideways everything went. But if Jaden was just healthy for the majority of the season and started most of the games, I still think it looks different.
Yeah.
You totally know what I'm saying? Thing. Like,
Totally different thing, man.
The thing of it is,
we lost Chicago, and I feel like that's when the whole bottom fell out. I mean, it seemed like, you know, we couldn't get ourselves back. And I look at what they're doing right now. I'm like, it's just like the reverse of what we're doing, you know. So it's just crazy, man. But you look at the Chicago game, should have won that. You look at another game where we was close, we should have won. Like, at that
Broncos.
Point in the season, at that point in the season, we'd have probably been somewhere 6-7. You see what I'm saying? If you win those two games you're supposed to win, or two or three games you're supposed to win. So that's how things happen, man. Like, the momentum is real in this league. Like, when you get on the run and you have that momentum on your side, you can take off. And it's also real when you don't have it going for you, because it seems like you can't get out of that fog. You know, it's tough to get out of. You can't see the light.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, if you consider Miami went to OT, Denver went to OT. Yeah, I mean, Miami, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hypothetical nonsense at this point.
Yep.
Ten, I did want to make sure we made time to ask you about your Hurricanes, man. What a win.
Oh, man.
What a performance.
He wasn't excited. No, he missed it. He actually missed it. He was talking, and he had his phone up, so I'm watching his phone. I see when they get the interception.
Were you guys on air at that point?
He didn't see it. I saw it. And I couldn't start cheering, so I was pointing. And then when he got through, I kind of brought it up for him.
Oh, yeah,
man. I was ecstatic, man. So I did a serious radio with Danny Canal, and I forgot the other guy. He's a former Florida Gator player, but it was Florida State in Florida. I did the radio show Saturday, and they started asking me immediately about the national championship. And I'm like, bro, we haven't even got past this game yet. Let me get past this game, and then each week I would talk, you know, about them, you know, the next game. And so, you know, like I talked about, you know, on their show, I was like, man, I want to see us go out there and do what we do. I want to see them, you know, try and attempt to get 10 the ball more and often, you know, Malachi Toney. You know, we have a lot of great players, but I feel like it's something brewing there with him offensively. But with all those guys, like, you know, I noticed in the game when they was trying to get it to him, they saw he was doubled and triple teamed at times. And then in the second half, they came out and just said, you know what, scratch all that. We're going to line him up one place, and then we're going to throw to the backside guy who got the favorable matchup. And that's when we started moving the ball up and down the field. But what was glaring to me was just get the ball to number four in the backfield because they couldn't stop the run. And he ended up with, like, what, 17 carries for 170-some yards. And so, you know, whatever way we have to do it, man, just do it. I think this team is built the right way through the trenches. Like, we, you know, me, B, Mitch, and Fred, we always talk about the trenches when it comes to us. If you look at those guys, our offensive line, our defensive line, second to none, bro. I mean, those guys are built right. And that's something, that's credit to, you know, Mario. That's how Mario was taught to recruit those hogs, those guys, those big nasties, because that what Coach Butch Davis did, who Mario coached under when I was a young pup out there in Miami. You know what I'm saying? So I'm loving what they got, man. I just hope that we can continue to ride this wave.
Yeah, man. I mean, and now it is crazy that you get the Miami-Ohio State matchup, which I think I read somewhere that those two teams haven't played since that title game.
Wow.
Yep, since the title game. It's personal. Yes, Lord, it's personal. I just told London. London walked into the building. What up, Tanner? I like, don't what up me. You what up me after the game is over with because you're Ohio State fan. That's how serious it is. Don't say what's up to me, right? I'm ready to take some business. I feel like I'm playing, man. Nah, it's one of those things, man. It's football to me, college football. It's great. And I'm biased because I'm a Hurricane. But even when I was young, man, when I was a guy growing up watching college football, when you had the Florida States, the Florida Gators, the Miami Hurricanes playing for titles, to me it just seemed like that's the college football that was the best time in college football. So it's great to see us back. You know, like I told Danny Cannell, I'm like, look, man, I love to see a day where all us back. You know what I mean? Where all the big names, the Alabamas, the Georgias, the Florida States, the Floridas, the Oklahomas, the Nebraskas, all those teams from back in the days that made college football what it is, man. I love to see that day when we all could be in the top, you know, the top 12, you know, fighting for a championship.
Yeah, it's what did you think? So now, you know, the first four games, and it's crazy that the Canes got the only good matchup, you know, like the only good game. What the Bama game?
Alabama game ended up being damn good.
The Bama and Oklahoma. Yeah, I meant on Saturday. Yeah. The Friday night game was great, but where did you land on as somebody that, you know, played college football at a major program, but also understands, you know, the smaller programs play their ass off too, of Tulane and JMU getting in and then getting smoked.
Yeah, I think, man, at the end of the day, the system is kind of does need a tweaking. I don't know where. I can't put my hand on it, but it does need a tweaking because even when it came down to the point of us almost not even getting in, to me, I think that was just one of those situations where they couldn't get it wrong twice. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know, if you want to look back into what I mean and what I'm talking about, in 2000, I was on the Hurricane team that was ranked number two overall. We beat Florida State head up, and they allowed Florida State to go in front of us and play for the national championship. So to me, when I look at that, that was them saying, you know, sorry for then, and here y'all are now. We're going to allow y'all to be in there now because of what we did to y'all in 2000. So that's how I look at it. And if you have to get to doing favors because of how things are, then you need to tweak it some kind of way. And I cannot, you know, diss Tulane and JMU for being one of those teams. But I heard, Nick Saban say it. He's like, man, if you're not really in the league, in the big league, then they need their own league championship. And to be real with you, I'm for that. I'm for those guys who are in smaller divisions, who are in smaller, I guess you can say, when I say not power fives, having their own thing, because it's so many other teams deserving of it, you know, of that opportunity. And I just feel like that's what makes me say you need a little tweaking, because you shouldn't have to be dealing with other teams that's in the top 12 that's not having a chance to really go out there and fight for that championship.
Yeah, man, I don't know what the right answer is either, because, like, I don't want those teams to be excluded, right? And then you start something else for them, that's where they go. But, like, the odds of – this is now purely financial, right? The odds of a team with a $6 million roster competing with a $25 million roster are pretty damn slim. And I think that's what you see.
Yeah. So, and I just also feel, too – if you can't tweak it and allow the other teams who are deserving of being in there, then open it up and allow more teams. That's the only thing you can do, to me, I think, to make it fair. So if you say, oh, man, the best 12 didn't get a chance to fight for the championship, then okay, then make it 16 to 18 or even more. Like, you got to do something, because I just don't feel like it's fair to have teams that's deserving of it to be sitting home watching, you know, two teams that they probably could have beat in their sleep sitting up there, you know, having that opportunity.
I'm with you, man. It's well said, Tana. We'll be watching the Canes for sure. Thank you for the time, buddy.
All right, Tan.
Always, man. Appreciate you, boys.
I sent you that witch card, too.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I'm sure he does. All right, you're listening to B-Mitch and Finley. I want to run through kind of the rest of the league, because it was a busy day yesterday in the NFL and some college football. Nobody go anywhere. It's B-Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.